Good news, we're returning home to the cathedral this week. And I've seen the gradual development of what's been done there over the last number of months, and especially in the last few weeks, and the big cleanup is going on at the moment. And we will have our first Mass in the cathedral on Friday at 7 o'clock. And I suppose that gets us back into the run of things in time for next weekend, next Sunday. And so all Masses next week will be celebrated in the cathedral. And so welcome home. And we want to say a sincere thanks to the Nazareth Sisters for the use of this chapel over this extended period of time. We're very blessed to have it, not only to have the chapel, but to have the park and that goes with it and stuff. And it has turned out to be an extremely helpful solution to us. And so a very sincere word of thanks to the sisters for that. One last thing I found out this morning at sort of the last minute that unusually we had no altar servers this morning. Usually we have altar servers in coming out of the trees at the 10:30 Mass because they're very generous in their commitment. And so obviously somebody decided that they were going to have a week off this week, and I suppose it's no harm every now and then to have a week off because then we appreciate what we have when they come back. But we hope that come next Sunday we'll have our altar servers back in the cathedral again. And we will be beginning, I was chatting with Father Chris about this, we will be beginning you know, a new, I suppose, formation and training for the altar servers, especially as some of them who have served here over the last year have probably never served in the cathedral. And I suppose the serving is, it's not just about doing stuff so much as understanding also what we're doing. And of course the most important job the altar servers have is supposed to be a witness of the church at prayer. When they're up here in the sanctuary, they remind the rest of us of why we're here. So for all the servers, whether they're at 10:30 or 12 o'clock Mass, I just take this opportunity to say thank you to them and how much we appreciate the encouragement they give through their service.